The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, and thank you for being here today. 25th day of June 2010. The Pat Tillman story has resurfaced, and you all know the deal behind that one. Killed by friendly fire, but, well, supposedly for the sake of engendering the public to our soldiers. And what a stroke of genius this was. Not necessarily the cover-up of Pat Tillman, but having the people, since they were against the war, having people support our troops. Oh, I saw that as being lower than low, but in fact, that's what they did. You know, there were many things to alter perceptions of the American public about this. the wish list of the Israelis, but did it? They did, and it's to me it is more than disgusting, because this is not just about our soldiers being killed. This is not just about the supposed Al Qaeda or Taliban that they're trying to kill. This goes beyond the civilians, the mothers and the sons and the daughters and the innocents that they're killing. This is also one of a concern because of the United States, dare I use the term, integrity? So we will get into that in depth here right after this first break. And what's come, how this came back around, and why this is in the news. And the medias are basically playing this one down, but this past Sunday, John Krakauer was on Meet the Press, and Krakauer wrote a book, Where Men Win Glory. And he talks about the Pat Tillman story. And he devotes a chapter in his book to this. So this has resurfaced again, only, another offshoot to this ties right back in to General McChrystal. And as I said earlier in last hour, Petraeus is a political animal. He is not one that I would want having commanding troops. If I had a choice, I would probably take McChrystal over Petraeus. And McChrystal was criticized because there were 30,000 more troops that are authorized from Afghanistan, and he didn't know what to do with them. Well, it could be because, well, the mission is a little bit confused in Afghanistan as to what we're actually doing there. We're supposedly on the hunt for Al-Qaeda, but Taliban keeps getting in the way. And, well, you know, these Taliban guys, they were shutting down the poppy fields over there, which is a big resource for illicit drug money and funding for off-budget projects, let's just call it. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, dive into this story and others as well in this hour.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There may be other reasons why Mr. McChrystal was let go other than what the media is trying to spin. As a matter of fact, there is a movie coming out, ironically, made by the Weinstein brothers, and if you and the Weinstein brothers, it's just a churn and burn type of if we can put it on a DVD and spit it out there and try to make money off kind of movies. You may have had some experience going to Blockbuster when they have their exclusive movies. All those were through the Weinstein brothers company. And most of the movies sucked. I mean, they were bad. And I suggested to management at Blockbuster one day, you know, you should have a separate aisle for these Blockbuster exclusive Weinstein movies, movies that suck that people should stay away from. But at any rate, the point being that there may be a reason why, just another reason, another log on the fire here to maybe pull McChrystal out of there. Now, I was in error about one thing, this John Krakauer. This was an earlier edition of Meet the Press. It was not this past Sunday. I misstated that. But here's the story by Tony Monkovic. Earlier this month, the NFL and Pat Tillman Foundation created the NFL Tillman Scholarship. Now, the league said the NFL will honor each year an individual who exemplifies Pat Tillman's enduring legacy of service. Now, keep in mind that it is widely rumored, and these rumors seem to be true, that Pat Tillman, once he was over in the Middle East, became rapidly disillusioned. Now, it was a big story him going in, so we couldn't have Pat Tillman yapping his flap about the Middle Eastern affairs and how lousy things really were, and he was reportedly talking to his fellow soldiers about what a scam that everybody's been conned into. He became rapidly disillusioned, leading some credence to the argument that, well, maybe we should set something up here and get rid of this guy. At any rate, on August 20th, a documentary film on Tillman will have a limited release. And again, the Weinstein brothers are doing this, which to me is kind of suspicious in the first place. But at any rate, the documentary supposedly has been well received. And there is the documentary blog that has said this. It shows the incredible journey his family have gone on to uncover the truth about what happened to their son and have people responsible for his death held accountable, and you can't help but feel shocked about the manner in which his death was covered up. The Pat Tillman story was always an irresistible one. A man forsakes riches and fame for his country. Laudable and applaudable reasons. Now, his death only added to the narrative of duty and sacrifice, apparently proved too irresistible for military officials who spun it for their own purposes. They initially portrayed it as something other than the friendly fire that it actually was. Now, General Stanley A. McChrystal, who's in the news for other reasons, was one of the key figures criticized for obscuring the truth. Now, here is this clip, 3 minutes 24 seconds, of John Krakauer in his book, Where Men Win Glory, talking about one specific chapter in his book dedicated to Pat Tillman.
John Krakauer, I want to get to a key element of your book, Where Men Win Glory, about Pat Tillman, and how it relates to this current conversation about Afghanistan, because it does involve General Stanley McChrystal, who was obviously critical on the stage now and was critical in the Tillman story as well. As a reminder, if you look at pictures of Pat Tillman, the NFL star with the Arizona Cardinals, decides to enlist in the Army, serves in the Rangers after 9/11. This was certainly a big story when he enlisted. And at the time, General McChrystal was actually head of Special Operations Command. So Pat Tillman was killed in a friendly fire incident and ultimately won the Silver Star. And that's what you focus on in the book and in a subsequent piece that you wrote for the Daily Beast. And here's what you wrote. An October 5th Newsweek article said about General McChrystal that he has great political skills. He couldn't have risen to his current position without them. But he definitely does not see himself as the sort of military man who would compromise his principles to do the politically convenient thing. In the week after Tillman was killed, however, this is precisely what McChrystal appears to have done when he administered a fraudulent medal recommendation, we're talking about the Silver Star, and submitted it to the Secretary of the Army, thereby concealing the cause of Tillman's death. Briefly explain what happened.
After Tillman died, the most important thing to know is that within 24 hours certainly, everybody on the ground, everyone intimately involved, knew it was friendly fire. There's never any doubt that it was friendly fire. McChrystal was told within 24 hours it was friendly fire. Also immediately they started this paperwork to give Tillman a Silver Star. And the Silver Star ended up being at the center of the cover-up. Tillman faced this devastating fire from his own guys, and he tried to protect a young private by exposing himself to this fire. That's why he was killed, and the private wasn't. Without friendly fire, there's no valor, there's no Silver Star. There was no enemy fire, yet McChrystal he's closely supervised over a number of days, this fraudulent medal recommendation that talked about devastating enemy fire.
And that's the important piece of it. And he actually testified earlier this year before the Senate, and this is what he said about it.
Now, what happens in retrospect is, and I would do this differently if I had the chance again, in retrospect, they look contradictory, because we sent a a Silver Star that was not well written, and although I went through the process, I will tell you now I didn't review the citation well enough to capture, or I didn't catch, that if you read it, you can imply that it was not friendly fire.
Even those who are critical of him and the Army say they don't think he willfully deceived anyone.
That's great. He's just said now he didn't read this hugely important document about the most famous soldier in the military. He didn't read it carefully enough to notice that it talked about enemy fire instead of friendly fire. That's preposterous. Okay. That's not believable.
All right. A part of this debate. Thank you all very much. We'll continue our debate.
Well, and this is what Pat Tillman's mother, Mary Tillman, had to say in front of Senate hearings.
And as I heard the story of what your family has gone through in order to get a full accounting from the government that your son served with honor, I was reminded of how we tell ourselves over and over again, never again, and yet we seem to go through this every time we're faced with a crisis like we face right now.
Well, I would like to say, I think it's really important, because before someone says anything to us, I want to say it first, because we've been asked over and over again, well, what can we do for your family? How can we appease you? And it makes me sick. It's not about our family. Our family will never be satisfied. We'll never have Pat back. But what is so outrageous is this isn't about Pat. This is about what they did to Pat and what they did to a nation. And there is evidence in accumulation of what is about 12 binders on Pat's death. I've condensed it to one or two. And this is evidence that something really awful happened. It's your job to find out what happened to him. It's, we have an institution in place to find out what happened to him. And that's really important. And we're coming to you. Pat died for this country, and he believed it was a great country that had a system that worked. It's not perfect. No one has ever said that. But if there's a system in place to allow for it to work, and your job is to find out what happened to Pat, is to find out what happened to Patrick McCafferty, to what happened to Kenneth Fowler, to all the other soldiers. And by making up these false stories is exactly what Jessica said. It's you're diminishing their true heroism. It may not be pretty. It may not be like out of a John Wayne movie, but that's not what war is all about. It's ugly. It's bloody. It's painful. And to write these glorious tales is really a disservice to the nation. And the nation needs to realize this is an ugly war. Everyone should be part of it. Everyone should understand what's going on. And we shouldn't be allowed to have smoke screens thrown in our face.
Thank you.
And of course, Specialist Brian O'Neill, that was there on that fateful day, the end of Pat Tillman's life. We'll also play that clip in just a couple of minutes. And also his brother, Kevin Tillman. Now, it's interesting to note here, Charles Pierce of the Boston Globe wrote Tuesday night that he said, the more I think about it, the more I believe that Pat Tillman's life and death is the greatest sports-related story of my lifetime. And he said, the man who is not responsible for fudging the truth about Pat Tillman's death is going to have a very bad Wednesday, meaning yesterday. The Tillmans have been and are unrelenting. They honor us all just by being our fellow citizens and doing their duty as such. Now, remember what the motivations behind... I mean, this guy was a good football player. I mean, you want... I mean, this guy was chiseled. He was, dare I say, a beautiful human being, a very handsome man, talented, played football, had scads of money. But he was duped like everybody else in this web of lies that was put out there after September 11th to start this part two of the Bush's war in the Middle East. I think everybody should be paying attention to this. Lies put out by people that find it very easy to lie. And you know what liars do, folks? They can't stand the light of day, so they keep lying to cover up their lies. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Now, here is Kevin Tillman, and he is the brother of Army Ranger Pat Tillman. And keep in mind that Special Operations, that's right, McChrystal was head of this.
The soldier who shot Pat admitted in his sworn statement that just before he delivered the fatal burst from about 35 meters away, that he saw his target waving hands, but he decided to pull the trigger anyway. Such an act is not an accident. It's a clear violation of the rules of engagement. Writing up a field hospital report stating that Pat was, quote, transferred to intensive care unit for continued CPR after most of his head had been taken off by multiple 5.56 rounds is not misleading. Stating that a giant rectangle bruise covering his chest that sits exactly where the armor plate that protects you from bullets is being, quote, consistent with paddle marks is not misleading. These are deliberate and calculated lies. Writing a Silver Star award before a single eyewitness account is taken is not a misstep. Falsifying soldier witness statements for a Silver Star is not a misstep. These are intentional falsehoods that meet the legal definition for fraud. Delivering false information at a nationally televised memorial service is not an error in judgment. Discarding an investigation that does not fit a preordained conclusion is not an error in judgment.
Now, keep something in mind, that the Tillman family was all in favor of their son going over to Afghanistan. That they, like many other millions of Americans, were with George Bush on getting these bad guys, these Al-Qaeda, these just Islamic extremists, that they pose such a threat to world stability that we necessarily have to roll in with coalition forces, by the way, to put down this evil that is metastasizing throughout the Middle East and posing great threats to the security of the United States. Now, what happened with the Tillman family is, like many other millions of Americans, started to find out the lies and deceit as to why we went into the Middle East to begin with. And you would think, you know, absent that, you would think that a family that had lost a loved one, a mother that loses a son, a brother that loses a brother, that they would leave the memory intact and leave that moniker of hero hung over the grave of their lost family member. Ah, but save for the fact that they, like everybody else, started to learn the lies as to why we actually went to war in the Middle East. And folks, you know, yesterday's program, Wayne Mattson of the Wayne Mattson Report said that his contacts inside Washington, D.C. about this BP oil spill was that that was a well that was being brought online that would give us 4 billion plus barrels of oil, was to be brought online hastily. Well, because starting a war in Iran might shut down the Straits of Hormuz, would lock up shipping in the Middle East, interrupt oil shipments, tankers, so on and so forth. But we find out that maybe this little aggression against Iran, along with our Israeli buds and pals over there, has been in the works for quite some time. And that, in fact, Barack Obama and many other people inside that White House knew of the shortcuts and signed off on the safety measures that BP was supposed to have in place. So the story gets murkier and murkier. And after I play this clip after the bottom of the hour break here, I'll give you a little bit more information here about General McChrystal. And actually, the story that's being quoted that the media refuses to give any credence to. Like I said, they've referred to this Rolling Stone interview, I mean, between all the networks, how many thousands and thousands of times, without quoting any real substantive information from that article. I read you a little bit yesterday about, basically, it was McChrystal's disposition with Joe Biden, but not the real meat of that story, and we will relay that to you today. You know, this takes a lot of guts on the Tillman family. I mean, this took a lot of guts to do, and it's made many people sad. But again, there were reasons why McChrystal had to go, and in such fashion. Generally, this is the first time in 50 years it's been done. MacArthur was the last one that was fired as being a commanding general in a theater of war. 50 years. So I think this Weinstein Brothers documentary that's going to be released August 20th was a contributing factor as to we need to get rid of McChrystal now. Need to trash the guy. I mean, I'm no big fan of General McChrystal, but there are forces and dynamics behind this that the American public are not aware of. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, the relationship between morality and liberty is a directly proportional one. Here is the soldier, Brian O'Neill, that was on the ground with Pat Tillman when he was killed.
Tell us, in your own words, what happened right before and after Corporal Tillman was killed. Walk us through this in as much detail as you can recall. What was Corporal Tillman doing at the time? Was he trying to signal that this might be friendly fire? Was he signaling with his arms? Was he yelling? What was he saying? Could you just tell us about it?
Yes, sir. When we moved into our final position, Pat and I and the Afghan militiamen Pat decided that we were going to continue to assault, and he wanted further guidance from the squad leader that was controlling our element. So he left myself and the AMF soldier, and when he returned, he basically let me know that we were going to continue moving in the route that we were. And before he was able to finish telling me what our plan was, we had started to receive fire from a GMV. At first it was short, sporadic. I didn't really understand what was happening. I looked and saw that it was friendly fire coming towards us. Pat asked me basically what was going on, and I let him know. And it didn't take long before those in the GMV who were stopped at the time to dismount and open up on us with the 50 caliber machine gun and the 240 Bravo machine gun. and basically shot at us, in waves or bursts of rounds. At that time, I felt myself become limp, and I got down. I had no cover, and there was nothing blocking my sight, watching the people at the Humvee shooting at us. I know Pat had basically was able to get himself behind some cover, but it was not much. I basically was yelling, waving from on the ground as much as I could, and I believe Pat was too at the time because he was behind me, and talking to him, yelling, screaming, trying to figure out what was going on, when he told me he had a plan, and he, at the time I thought, popped a pen gun flare, you know, to signal the troops down in the GMV that we were friendlies, but I later discovered he had popped a smoke grenade. And after he had done that, the firing ceased in the truck. So we had both believed at that time that the shooting was over and that they had recognized us as friendlies. And we both stood up, faced each other, was kind of wondering, hey, what just happened there? Wow, it was an accident, you know. Luckily, we're both still alive. It didn't take long after that, sir, before they moved into a better position, as I said, in the GMV, and started shooting at us again.
Now, let me stop here, because it is standard practice that has been for years and years and years in military. When you pop smoke in an area of operations, that's there to send signals that people that may not be in voice communication or radio communication, or maybe not even visual communication, they did pop the smoke. And the Humvee that had the 50 cal mounted on it had ceased firing. But there are other elements within that special operations group that did not. Now notice something else as this clip goes on, where this young specialist, Brian O'Neill, starts to recount that he himself has been shot. And Senator Henry Laxman didn't want to cloud up the issue here with having more people. He didn't want that necessarily to delve into that aspect of this. This young man as well was shot by this friendly fire. He continues.
And at that time, both of us had gotten down. I was watching them do that, and I could hear Pat calling, stop shooting, Pat Effin Tillman, stop shooting, you know, over and over and over again. And I could hear the pain that he had in his voice, so I had known that he was hurt at that time. And it abruptly stopped with him calling for help. And it wasn't too long after that before the truck had moved out. So I laid on my side for a while, wondering what had just happened, because I was young and I didn't really understand. When I discovered there was a large pool of blood forming up around me.
Did you have any doubt
at
that time that it was friendly fire that killed Pat Tillman?
No, sir, I'm 100% positive that was friendly fire.
And who was the first person you informed that the attack may have been a friendly fire shooting?
The very first person I informed was right after I got up and checked on Pat and discovered he was dead. The guy, the squad leader I called for, came to my position, and I believe he knew, but when our medic came up to come assist us, he asked what happened, and I tried to let him know.
Who is he? Can you identify the name?
That would be Sergeant Anderson.
Sergeant Anderson.
And he basically asked me what happened. I tried to let him know, but our squad leader told me, basically, just don't say anything at that time. And later on that night, the first person I definitely told would be Specialist Pedro Areola. We were inside the little village where we were being, set a position in, and pulling security on the personnel that lived in that village. And he asked me point blank, "Do you know what happened?" And I informed him, "Yes, this was friendly fire, sir."
Did you inform First Sergeant Thomas Fuller?
Yes, I did, sir. I informed him later that night that it was friendly fire.
And how about Command Sergeant Alfred Birch?
Yes, sir. He knew at the time, sir.
And how about, you said Sergeant Ward, you did inform?
I do not believe I told Sergeant Ward. I was pretty incoherent that time. I was going into shock, I believe.
How about Sergeant Jackson?
Sergeant Jackson, I definitely told that it was friendly fire, sir.
Okay. Now, let me turn to...
Now, it gets more interesting than this. McChrystal was a key figure in the Pat Tillman cover-up. Now, it was only because he was feeding into Bush's disinformation campaign that his military career survived. Now, his lies are documented. The really powerful piece is where his brother is testifying as to the lies that took place under McChrystal. Now, he was also able to get away with condoning torture. And there was an article, and talking about McChrystal here, there was an article addressing that issue. It is a shame lowly enlisted soldiers were jailed while the military superiors and politicians in Washington who made it a policy were allowed to go free. Now, moreover, the soldiers who were court-martialed were not the ones who were murdering Iraqis in the prisons. Now, many people were amazed. His insults to the current administration had not already resulted in him getting fired much earlier. Now, many of his comments were hidden until he decided to give Rolling Stone reporter full access, but that was not the beginning of his blunders. Now, McChrystal's gaffes started when it became apparent he had no plan on how to use the 30,000 extra soldiers he was given. Now, when asked what his strategy for Afghan was, he had none. He was then asked what metric he would use to determine progress. I guess that means what measure. He didn't have any. He was then asked what end state he was working to achieve. He couldn't name it. He was then asked for an exit strategy. He didn't have any. So this was our great warrior who was going to win the Afghanistan war. Then he sold us on the long war strategy. Now, the long war strategy has never worked in the history of the world. McChrystal stated, we could measure success not by how many enemy we kill, but how many civilians we protect, which is not one of the objectives of war, folks. It's to kill an enemy, and many times civilians are counted as, well, just collateral damage. This stuff happens in a war situation. He then went on to the biggest slaughter of the civilians in Afghanistan since operations began. He said he could not guarantee success with another 40,000 soldiers, but not sending them would guarantee failure. How is that for pretzel logic? The question is this. What would be needed to guarantee success, and would it be a sound strategy to pay that price? This is the information he should be supplying to Barack Obama. Now, keep in mind that Barack is just a puppet. Remember his platform for running for president? He's going to bring all these troops home immediately after he gets into office. Now, somehow, Barack Obama saw the futility of this war before he became president, and then since becoming president, he has seen the virtue of literally carbon copying what George Bush had done. Now, he lied to the press about the Maraja offensive, saying he was attacking a city of 80,000, when actually it was a rural villages of about 40,000 spread over hundreds of square miles. It was one of the biggest fabrications since we invaded Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. It was done for propaganda purposes to sell progress to the American public. He held a force ratio of 1 to 2 for the overall population, not a combat ratio of U.S. versus insurgents. With this ratio, he still failed to secure the area. The failure of McChrystal's coin strategy, as it's called, was becoming this 500-pound gorilla in the room. The more it was implemented, the less anyone wanted to talk about it. Now, his latest and greatest offensive fizzled away and was a flash in the pan. It ended up being suspended indefinitely and was found to be based on fantasy. When reality began biting McChrystal, the offensive was soon found to be operationally impossible to execute given the political and military situation in Afghanistan and was postponed indefinitely. His staff then went on to leak things to the press to force Obama's hand. McChrystal had proven deft at boxing in the commander-in-chief. The leaking by his staff of talk top-secret documents should have led to court-martials, and maybe even Leavenworth. He then went on to show his disrespect for civilian rule over the military by meeting Obama in Washington, D.C. in fatigues. Now, the last gaffe had him and his staff mocking Biden. Now, what should happen to soldiers who mock their superiors? Well, as far as McChrystal being indispensable, the graveyard is filled with indispensable people. His selling of the Afghan war to the public is a reprehensible act unto itself. He was on a fool's errand and never complained because he loved the pay. And, well, the pay grade, folks. The stars. Now, here's the latest description of the Afghanistan from a few days ago, since it was now turned into the longest war in U.S. history. This was written in a Rolling Stone article that got McChrystal fired. And again, this is what the news media did not quote. And it's not very long. Today, as McChrystal gears up for an offensive in southern Afghanistan, the prospects for any kind of success look bleak. In June, the death toll for U.S. troops passed 1,000, and the numbers of IEDs has doubled. Spending hundreds of billions of dollars on the fifth poorest country on earth has failed to win over civilian population, whose attitude toward the U.S. troops ranges from intensely wary to openly hostile. The biggest military operation of the year, a ferocious offensive that began in February to retake the southern town of Marja, continues to drag on, prompting McChrystal himself to refer to it as a bleeding ulcer. In June, Afghanistan officially outpaced Vietnam as the longest war in American history, and Obama has quietly begun to back away from the deadline he set for withdrawing U.S. troops in July of next year. The president finds himself stuck in something even more insane than a quagmire he knowingly walked into, even though it's precisely the kind of gigantic, mind-numbing, multi-generational nation-building project he explicitly said that he did not want. Now, an unmentioned sore spot of McChrystal was the fact that Richard Holbrooke was a subordinate of McChrystal's, and now McChrystal reported to Holbrooke. Switched it around. McChrystal laughed about how all he was worried about was his job, and McChrystal displayed a great deal of disdain for politicians, and, by the way, much of it deserved. Now, Eikenberry is his confidential, make that top secret, cable to Obama explained why the war was unwinnable. He recommended getting out before things got worse and more people died for nothing. He explained that none of the objectives were achievable and it would take far more than what the U.S. could hope to supply in resources to even begin to turn the country around. He stated it was impossible for the U.S. to achieve any meaningful nation building that would legitimize Karzai, his opium-dealing brother who has ties to the, guess what, the big bad Taliban, or the warlords whose human rights abuses are more aptly described as crimes against humanity. Now, somehow, this document was leaked to the press. Most intelligent people concur that the leak could have only occurred by McChrystal's staff, who felt Eikenberry was undercutting McChrystal and his chance for glory. Now, this is a little confusing now, isn't it? Because it doesn't seem like McChrystal. He's basically saying that, hey, look, this ain't winnable. Did anybody pick up the phone and talk to the people over in Russia that were involved in the Afghanistan war? I mean, here is one of the world's superpowers, still are, that rolled into Afghanistan with their planes and their tanks and their troops and everything else, and basically got their clocks cleaned. Just as we did in Vietnam, well, because that was a UN operation. Just as this whole Middle East deal is as well. And nobody is hanging the tagline, that tagline on this. But that is exactly what it is. Was there any doubt that when we were in Vietnam, if our real objective was to liberate Vietnam from the communists, that we didn't have the materiel and the men and the will in which to do it? Well, of course. But we necessarily had to set up a demilitarized zone. You know, that's a little area that, well, you know, soldiers don't get to play and kill each other. And then we were told that you can't go after these SAM sites. Well, you know, these are the ones that are shooting down our airmen, killing airmen. Well, we can't go after the SAM sites. Those are off limits. As a matter of fact, there was a movie made about that. But that's the subject for another day. But apparently, McChrystal was of the opinion that, look, I don't give a damn how many troops you send me. We can't win this war because there is no clear objective. There isn't a standing army. There isn't anybody that's fatigued or color-coded that says, hey, that's the enemy, and we're American soldiers, and we're here to do our duty. As soon as we kill off the enemy, we're out of here. That's not the purpose of us being over there. And this thing in the White House, this Barack Obama, I don't know how many faces one man can wear, but here is a man of many faces, and they are all telling lies. We will return.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
This Hamid Karzai, you know, he is just a puppet of the United States government, somebody that they picked as supposed leader in Afghanistan that is compliant to the United States' wishes. And I hope somebody one day can explain what the United States' wishes are. Because, folks, we literally have U.S. troops over there guarding opium fields against the Taliban, the supposed boogeyman that has ties with Al-Qaeda. And if you've been paying attention, it has been stated that the only way that we can win in Afghanistan is, of course, by securing Pakistan and putting boots on the ground there as well in this monstrous, overreaching hunt for Al-Qaeda, the very creation of our CIA. So which dilemma, which atrocity, which crises do we now pay attention to? Is it the meltdown of the cradle of civilization? And when I use that term of liberty, that being the Constitutional Republic, the best chance that people could live out their lives in certain measures of safety and security, being able to contract and protect oneself from goons, whether they claim to be of a government nature or just some thug that shows up at your house to rape, rob, and pillage. But, you know, I guess that makes me anti-government when I point out that the government is doing more harm than any criminal with a six-gun could ever do. These are people that wear suits and carry briefcases. You know, just recently here, it's come to our attention that this new internet control that Obama now has, he can unplug the internet for up to 4 months at a stretch if he deems it necessary to national security. These are measures that are done by regimes that do not represent the people. So which disaster do we pay attention to more? They're throwing everything at us at once. The Gulf situation, now they're claiming today, I just saw the report, hey, we're capturing 70,000 barrels. Really? Well, that's good news. And we're sinking these relief wells, and that's going to make the difference. In the meantime, there's a tropical depression somewhere between Cayman Islands and, I guess, the Yucatan Peninsula and somewhere around Cuba that's heading northwest, and it may turn northward right into the Gulf. And that into itself is going to spell mega disaster. And any of these tropical depressions or tropical storms that hit that Gulf, the water temperature is so high right now, and this is only June, folks, that the average temperature in the Gulf is somewhere around 84 to 86 degrees. These are recipes for building major hurricanes. Imagine what's going to happen when we get 100-mile-an-hour plus winds blowing oil all over everybody. So which disaster do we concentrate on next week in reporting all the sordid, nasty little details? I'll have to take the weekend to contemplate that one. Thanks for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
With recent